Step into your private luxury premium blocked party episode. The content you can only get by giving us your money. Look at you, you're such a big time.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to another bonus edition of Blocked Party. This is Trivia Party 4, and in keeping with the theme of BP Sweeps Month, we're having another duo on the show today. It's been all of our bonus episodes this month have been featuring some of our favorite duos to work with, and these two are no exception. Ironically, the last time we saw each other was just a short, scant while before the whole world shut down, but we're joined by two of our faves, the Doughboys. Mike Mitchell and Nick Weiger are here. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
Not to be that guy, John, but is that actually ironic?
Yes, it is. And Alanis Morissette taught me that, Stefan. So okay. If you knew anything about pop music or the dictionary, you would understand what irony
is. Right, fair enough, yeah.
It's like podcasting before quarantine.
There it is. See, that's what I'm talking about. And of course, as you know, back for a fourth time, she still keeps coming back for some reason. We don't know why, but we love her for it. Meg Walls is here, our venerable quizmaster. Hey, Meg.
Wow.
Hi,
Meg.
Hello. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for being here. I'm excited for this. I'm always excited for your trivia. Now, can you give us you're comfortable with the show now, so I feel comfortable putting you on the spot a little bit.
Okay,
you've now met Mike and Nick for about 2 minutes. How do you feel about their chances in trivia in general?
You know, I think it's going to be okay. I did some research into them, so I wanted to cater, you know, maybe a tiny portion of the show towards them and their podcast. So, in terms of you guys win every time, and the guests seem disgruntled. So just wanted to...
Oh my God. Jesse and DB are going to be so mad about this now that they've like missed out on the trivia being catered towards the guest.
If all of the trivia questions are about fast food, Jesse is going to be livid.
He's going to be
so upset. How do you two feel about your trivia in general? Because Weiger, you said before we recorded that people seem to think that you are good at trivia, but you don't think you are.
No, I think people would assume that I'm good at trivia because people think I'm smart, but I'm not smart. I just have a large vocabulary, and that tricks people because I can kind of bullshit my way into seeming like something of an intellectual, but I don't know facts. Like, I just don't keep a lot of facts in my noggin.
Right. You have the air of an intellectual. You're an asshole. Like, you come off like an asshole.
I think that's part of it. I mean, it must be.
Sure.
People, I think, you know, sometimes people say I'm sort of the same as you, Weiger, that I'm sort of kind of the quote unquote intellectual on Blocked Party, and Stefan's just trying to drag me into the mud here. I sort of get that sense. I mean, Mitch, where are you at on trivia?
I play trivia. I actually am going to play it tonight with my Quincy friends here in Quincy, Massachusetts. So I play it once every Saturday, and I'm like, I'm not great. I'm good for like 2 to 3 answers, but if the goal is to make us look dumb, it'll happen even without trivia. So
yes.
I mean, that's not the goal. We don't try. We're not like, hey, come on our show so we can make you look
bonus.
Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think as practice for your trivia tonight, right? Like you should do really well tonight, I think, right?
I think it's frustrating in that, like, I'll get stuff that I should know wrong constantly. I mean, I'm just going to, I might come in last place. It's a possibility.
Okay.
Big possibility.
All right. All right. Well, we'll see how it goes. Meg, I will hand the hosting reins over to you, our quiz master. Take it away.
Okay. So I don't want to overwhelm you. So I will explain each part as we go. So for this first section, it's just going to be straight questions and answers. So I'm going to ask you four questions, one at a time. And then you're going to, based on your confidence level, you're going to wager a certain amount of points. The points available are 2, 4, 6, and 8. So the way it's going to go is I'll ask you a question. Based on your confidence level, you're going to write down a wager, your answer, and then one by one, we'll go through. You'll reveal your answer and your wager. If you get it right, you go up those points. If you get it wrong, you stay where you are.
And you can only use each wager once.
Yeah.
That's okay. Right. Yes.
This is the way Quincy Trivia is played. So this is helpful.
Perfect.
Oh, perfect. Okay. We knew that, actually. That was part of Meg's concessions for you on the show. She called out the Quincy, Massachusetts bar you play trivia at. What are you guys doing over there? I want it to be comfortable for Mike Mitchell.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Can we go below zero?
No.
No. No.
No, the worst you can do is zero. Yeah.
The worst you can do is zero. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't lose points if you get it wrong. You just go.
Oh, you don't lose points. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
And I said this beforehand, but I will try to cheat. I have my phone next to me. I'm going to try to cheat during this.
Yeah.
All right. And at the end of the game, I feel like an hour from now, we're going to be like, wow, Mitch with the first ever perfect score on Black Party Trivia. We weren't expecting it, but he has killed it.
Awesome. And so for these rounds, I also give you the categories. You can kind of plan it out a little bit ahead. So for this first round, the four categories are music, pop culture, sports, and TV.
These are the easy rounds on Jeopardy. Like when I see those on Jeopardy.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, let's get right to it. So first question, category is music. The question is, who was the only artist to play every single date of the music festival Lilith Fair? Who was the only artist to play every single date of Lilith Fair?
I mean, that so we write like, down both our be number like seven and our people. Answer.
Yes, okay. That's right. Write down your answer and your wager, and then we'll go through one by one.
Oh boy.
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, I assume it's whoever created Lilith Fair. I don't really know who that is.
This is a two for me, I think.
Yeah, this is a big
fat. This is 2 points for me as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm also doing two.
Wow, okay. So we all don't feel that confident, but that's okay. Okay, I got my answer down.
I think I have a decent guess, but...
Wow, none of us feel confident about the lineup for a female-led music festival.
Yeah, we are pieces of shit. Okay.
All right, I'm going to start with John. What'd you say?
I said Sheryl Crow for two.
All right. Stefan?
I said Sarah McLachlan for two.
Okay.
Wow.
Nick?
Okay. I believe this is the founder of the Lilith Fair, but maybe I'm wrong. Indigo Girls for two.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. They were in the mix for me, too.
Yeah.
All right. My first guess was Lilith Fair herself.
Okay. Mitch is not cheating.
All right, so one of you did get it.
And then my real guess, you can see below, was I wrote Alanis and I crossed it out and put Sarah McLachlan, just like Stefan have.
Okay, nice. You both are right. It was Sarah McLachlan.
Yes!
Wow! Yeah. Mitch!
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay, Mitch is cheating.
I was between Sarah McLachlan and Indigo Girls as well, Nick. I thought, yeah. And I also thought maybe it was going to be like out of left field, like Paula Cole or something, you know?
Right. I was going to say like Katie Lang or like
yeah,
Jewel.
Yeah, she was in there too.
Yeah.
Wow. My mom owning Women in Songs 1 and 2 did not come through for me right there.
All right, question 2. Pop culture. What term was popularized by Douglas Copeland's novel, Generation X, Tales for an Accelerated Culture, where it was described as a low pay, low prestige, low dignity, low benefit, no future job in the service sector?
Okay.
OK, Can you repeat that? That was a lot of words to handle.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I got this.
What term was popularized by Douglas Copeland's novel, Generation X, Tales for an Accelerated Culture, where it was described as a low pay, low prestige, low dignity, low benefit, no future job in the service sector?
I'm going 4 points on this one. I don't.
I'm putting six, but I don't feel great about it.
I'm going eight.
Wow.
Eight. I'm going eight.
Okay. I don't feel confident about any of these. Okay. I'm going to, you know what? I think I might be right. I'm going six here. We'll see.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Everyone's locked in?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Stefan, we'll start with you.
I said McJob for eight.
Ooh, Nick? That's good. Okay, I did six, and I did wage slave.
All right, and nice. Mitch?
Oh, man, I'm so wrong. I put dead-end job for 4 points.
All right, John.
Not a bad guess.
Yeah. I also had McJob for six.
McJob is correct.
Wow.
Yes. God.
Yes. Man. Oh.
Shit, I should read.
Yeah. It was one of those where at first I was like, I have no clue. Like, the first time you read the question, I was out at sea, and then I checked my phone and I got it.
It's
right.
It's also sort of fast food themed as well, right?
It is.
It was one of the ones I did try to cater to you guys, but that's all right.
But we don't know things, so not at all. But thank you.
Stefan, would you wager on that one again?
Eight.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. All right.
It's okay. You can make up those points. Stefan can't use the eight again, so don't get too discouraged here.
All right. Sports question. To avoid head-on collisions, what sport has a ban on left-handed players? To avoid head-on collisions, what sport has a ban on left-handed players?
Holy shit.
That's an eight, folks. That is an eight, and you can put it right in the fucking bank.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I think I know the answer to this. I think I know the answer to this.
I don't know this shit. All right.
I'm going four. I'm using up my four.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all right. Trouble.
Locked in. Start with Nick.
Okay. I went with four. I think this is probably wrong, but it's what made sense to me. Jousting.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. A good guess.
Mitch, what'd you say?
I went with relay racing for 6 points.
But they're running in the same direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the baton pass. They don't wanna collide when they pass the baton from left hand to right hand.
I fucking know the answer. I don't know.
All right, John, what'd you say?
I said field hockey for eight.
Yes.
Stephanie said the same thing?
I said field hockey for four. Yeah.
The actual answer is polo.
Oh, wow. What? The horse shit.
Mm-hmm. You idiots. Just as wrong as me.
I'm so sure.
I feel like field hockey is also only right-handed, though.
No, it's like...
I'm looking it up.
Like actual hockey. You can be left or right, right?
Is it? God,
I guess
damn.
The stick is just the same for everyone. So there's no ban. It's just that the stick is the same for everyone. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's maybe it's not banned. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I was so sure. And then I saw John had it too. And I was like, John's smart.
I wrote eight. I thought I had it. No question. I got really cocky, but that makes sense. You don't want the horses to.
Yeah.
You don't want the horses to hit each other.
So the
right?
horses
right.
can't be left handed.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
your guys' answers were all as bad as relay racing. Just to let you know.
Well, at least in ours, there's a potential for a head-on collision. Right?
Sorry, I hate to be this guy. I do hate to be this guy, but it does say that left-handed sticks in field hockey are rare but available. However, they are pointless as the rules forbid their use in a game.
Mm.
But you can't be you can be left-handed though.
You can be left-handed and just
But it's against the rules though.
You know, I think this one's still okay. I did get the inspiration from a Ken Jennings question, so I'm just gonna leave it up to him to
All right. You are the quiz master.
Yeah. I mean, you did all get it wrong. So
it's true. But I lost my eight now, so I'm upset. Can I change that to my
actually,
four?
I'm fine
can
with
that
this.
Be
I'm
the concession that we
eight.
Make?
Let's can see. I can I players.
Hey, me and Weiger will decide on that. Wags, what do you think? Should they be allowed to use their four?
Just switch my 4 to my 8. Is that allowed? I'll take the wrong answer, but I can take my 8 and save it for the last question. Is that allowed?
I think we have to defer to the person who originated this question, Ken Jennings. So if you just want to reply to one of his problematic tweets from 2011.
It's okay. It's all right. I'll recover.
My mom and I think he should keep the Jeopardy hosting job. We're enjoying him, Nick.
I think he's been very good. He's been very good. I think he's going to get
it. I want to give Dr. Oz a chance first.
Let's see what he can do. Let's see what Dr. Oz can do. Sorry to derail you, Meg. As a trivia host myself, I know that that's just a horrible thing to do.
You know, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
Don't worry. All right. So TV, here we go. What American TV show was derived from the Swedish TV series called Expedition Robinson? What American show was derived from the Swedish series called Expedition Robinson?
Well, I guess I just got my 8 left here. So that's what I'm going with.
Okay. I think I've got a good guess at this. That's the best I can do, though.
I'm in the same ballpark. Maybe a good guess. I certainly don't know this.
Mitch, how you feeling?
I don't know it. I do not know it.
I'm locked in.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to start drawing a little lock.
I don't like my answer, but there's a lot of things going through my head. I'm going to be mad because I feel like I've heard this before. But
yeah.
What can I do?
Okay.
All right, here we go. We'll start with Mitch.
Oh, boy. I said Survivor for 8 points. That's the only 8 points I had left.
What did you say, John?
I also said Survivor for 4.
Stephen? Okay.
I said Gilligan's Island for 6.
That's the other one I was thinking of.
I went way back in time, used my 8 for the Swiss Family Robinson, which also has Robinson in the title.
Is that a show?
That was a show, but I'm thinking now that probably Expedition Robinson derived from Swiss Family Robinson, and then Survivor is the thing that derived from that.
That is correct. It was Survivor.
Ah, wow.
Wow.
Nice, Mitch. You and me, Mitch.
Yeah, baby.
And was that 8, Mitch? Was that 8 for you?
That was 8.
That was 8 for Mitch. Wow. I wish I had my 8 for that one, but I'll take the 4.
I'm going to try to do some research in the background during this see.
It's okay.
Yeah, I can see. Oh, I just didn't even think to question Ken Jennings. That was my problem.
The head-on collision part, like the reason they shoot right in field hockey is so that you can like defend, basically. Like
Because of head-on collisions, and it's not technically banned. Like you can be left-handed, but you're just playing with a right-handed stick. So you're still left-handed.
Well, you can hit the ball from the left-handed position, but you're right. It is using the backhand of the stick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's fine.
Sounds like we're feeling okay about this now.
I honestly, if I lose, I will be absolutely livid. If that's the reason I lose, but no, I think the way the question was worded, I have to just accept that I was wrong on that one.
Okay. All right. Well,
you're not going to lose.
I mean, not to you by the looks of things.
How dare you?
It's close right now, though.
Yeah,
it's a three-way tie at 10 right now. Right.
Oh, wow. Baby, that 8 really came through for Mitch there in the end.
Yeah.
And the fourth person is doing good, too.
your name is on the board.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so this next round is a lightning one. This is one that I've carried through every episode. I'm going to describe a flag, and you're going to tell me the country.
First person to get it gets it.
John pulls ahead, by the way.
There's no wagering for this one. We just answer.
You just shout it out as soon as you know it. First person to shout it out gets the point.
Yeah, as soon as you shout something out, if it's wrong, you just have to wait for everybody else to say a wrong answer before you can jump back in.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. All right, first one, here we go. This flag is blue with the Union Jack in the upper left corner, a large white star below it, and 5
New Zealand.
Smaller...
New Zealand.
Nope.
Australia.
That's right.
Damn it.
Australia.
Okay. I'm not going to guess on that one.
All right, next one. This flag has 3 horizontal stripes, red at the top, yellow in the middle, green at the bottom, and a black star Spain. In the center of the yellow one.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Ghana.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Just had to draw it in my head for a second there.
That is fucking good.
Good Lord.
That was impressive.
Thanks.
All right, next one.
That's why I brought you guys on here, honestly. I just look up to you both, and I wanted to just impress you so much.
I hope Ireland is one of the flags.
All right. This flag is divided diagonally with a yellow upper triangle, an orange lower triangle, and a big white dragon in the middle.
Hmm. Indonesia.
Oh. No.
Bhutan.
That's right.
Wow. Wow. What the fuck?
Dude knew Good Bhutan.
Oh my God.
Just knowing the word Bhutan is impressive.
All right, next one. This flag is white with a blue Nordic cross.
Finland.
Yep. Mm.
God damn it.
This sucks. Okay.
Yeah. This is awful.
All right, this one's a bit long. Okay. This flag has a red band at the top and a blue one at the bottom, and sandwiched between those two is a large green sideways Y, which embraces a black isosceles triangle from which the arms are separated by narrow yellow and gold bands.
Panama.
No.
Oh.
So
United
has...
States of America.
Sideways Y. Can you read it again?
So red, there's a red band at the top and a blue one at the bottom, and then a big green sideways Y in the middle. Mm. Takes up the from left to right, it takes up the whole flag with red above it and blue below it.
Oh, South Africa.
That's right.
Oh wow. Shit. Yeah, it is.
That was a really hard one to describe.
Damn.
Yes, no kidding. Yeah. But okay.
Dear Lord.
Okay. Here we go. This is a short one. This flag is blue with a yellow Nordic cross.
Sweden.
Yeah, that was John.
Yeah, that was a tie. Ooh.
Oh.
Was it?
Oh, wow. What do you think, Dan? I thought I heard John.
I wasn't paying attention.
you can give us both a point on that one.
Great.
I think the tape will show that I beat Stefan by like a full second, but I'm happy to give him a point for
I
that
said
one.
It it's before fine. I heard you say it, but I know there's like the Zoom.
No, yeah, it's all good.
So
we'll both take a point.
Yeah.
That's only
I actually think I got a lot of these right, but it was the Zoom delay.
Yeah, give Mitch a point as well. I definitely think he said Sweden.
Yeah.
Is the Quincy City flag coming up here? Because I feel like Mitch is going to smoke that one out of the park.
All right, two more.
Does Quincy have a flag, Mitch?
I'm not sure. That's a great question. It's probably like, I don't know, a group of people beating up a guy who doesn't like Dunkin' Donuts.
Outside of a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. This flag says 99 million served at the bottom. It's a red with a yellow arch in the middle.
All right, next one. This flag is red with a large white crescent and small white
Turkey.
Star.
What is
That's right. Ooh. Yep.
I actually maybe would have known that one. That's our average.
Man.
Even a second longer.
Well, that's because you like turkey.
Yeah, Mitchell, so I've seen the turkey flag from Googling turkey before.
So you think that it's possible that I was just yelling out turkey and accidentally get it right?
Yeah, you just had a craving.
Turkey! Huh?
He's like, oh, I hope the next flag is Greece.
All right, last one. This flag has three vertical stripes, green on the left, white in the middle, and red on the right.
Italy.
That felt like a tie.
No, I got it. I heard John after I said it.
Give it to Mitch.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I think Mitch got
yeah.
that one.
Yeah. I think that's Mitch, yeah. It was very close.
Okay, that's it for flags. John got 7.
Oh, Christ.
Wow.
Stefan got 1, Mitch got 1. All right. Wow.
Did I get any?
All right.
No. All right. So
Seriously, you gave Viagra 10 seconds to process that. We all laughed, and then you're like, no, just to clarify, the answer is no.
All right, we're going to go back to questions and wagers. So you have 2, 4, 6, and 8 again. The categories for this round are sports, TV, music, and the economy.
Oh,
boy. I'm going to put a 2 next to that one.
All right, starting at the top, sports. The NBA's developmental D League was renamed the G League in 2017 when what company took over its sponsorship?
Weiger's wearing an NBA hat right now, so I feel really good about his chances to get on the board here.
Yeah, I think
if
Mitch
I don't
has
get this
too.
One, it's going to be a real embarrassment.
All right, locked in?
Yep.
Locked in.
Yep.
Okay, we'll start with John.
I said Gatorade for 8.
Stefan?
Gatorade for 6.
Nick?
Also Gatorade for 8, and I drew a little lock symbol there to convey my confidence.
Nice, and Mitch?
Gatorade for 8.
Nice, you all got it right.
Oh, yes. There it is.
Thank God. Okay.
On the board.
We're all coming together here, fellas. It's nice.
Feels good.
Terrifying.
All right. Next one, TV. Prior to this character's true name being revealed, press material simply called it The Child, but it's more famously known by what nickname adopted by the fans? Prior to this character's true name being revealed, press material simply called it The Child, but it's more famously known by what nickname adopted by the fans?
DB and Jesse are going to be so mad when they hear these questions. Like,
Oh my God.
Oh my God. John might not get this.
Definitely not. I don't watch this shit.
Yeah, you don't watch. Wow. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh my God.
It
feels like it's probably something really stupid. Yeah, exactly.
It's paying off being very dumb and just watching a bunch of crap all the time.
Yeah. If this was on a flag, would there be, what would it look like? Okay. I don't fucking know. I'm just putting, whatever.
Okay. We'll start with Stefan.
Said Baby Yoda for 8.
Okay. Nick?
I'm using my 6 on Baby Yoda.
Mitch?
Baby Yoda for 6 points, and I also gave a bonus point. His real name is Grogu.
That's right.
That's right.
So what I get a bonus point for that.
I said Baby Yoda for 2.
Wow. Still got it.
I have not seen 1 second of The Mandalorian, but as soon as you guys were like, I bet you've never seen this, when Stefan was like, I bet you've never seen it, I was like, it's got to be Star Wars. Yeah. That's the only thing he knows I'm sure haven't seen.
I know.
God, but I only bet 2. I still wasn't that confident in myself.
Fuck. Yeah.
Well, that also the Grogu thing confused me because I was like, his name is the child. I thought his name was Grogu. So then it was like,
Anyway, eventually, it's like later in the series, they reveal it, but the subtitles, it's the child until episode 13 or something.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right.
This is a good difficulty level for the questions. I'll just say feeling confident with this.
It's been good. It has been good difficulty overall. I didn't get it. I got 1 flag.
Yeah.
You got the flags fucked flags. Me over. Remember, Wager? You fucking idiot.
I know. At least I was guessing.
Okay.
I guess United States.
Music?
Yeah, music. Here we go.
Okay.
What Irish singer who has risen to megastardom with albums like Watermark and A Day Without Rain has sold 75 million records worldwide without ever once going out on tour? What Irish singer who has risen to megastardom with albums like Watermark and A Day Without Rain has sold 75 million records worldwide without ever once going out on tour?
Is it someone with like an autoimmune disorder?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I should know this, but
John, you're locked in already.
I'm locked in, yeah. I don't know if I'm right, but I think it's one of two people, so I'm just taking a guess here.
Jesus.
But I did go for six only because I'm petrified of any questions about the economy.
Yeah, but it might be like specifically stupid guy economy stuff. It might
be like if the question has to do with Patreon, then I'll be just fun. That'll be great.
All right, everybody locked in?
Yeah,
locked in.
Okay. All right, we'll start with you, Nick.
All right, I think this is wrong, so I used my two, and I went with Sinead O'Connor.
Okay. Mitch?
I know this is wrong, but I went with Susan Boyle for 4 points. I think that she maybe she's from Ireland. I know that she was English.
I know that she's English, but maybe she's from Ireland.
John, what did you say?
I said Enya for six.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a good guess.
Stefan?
Mitch, you'll. I said Susan Boyle for two. So
wow.
Okay. Yeah.
It was Enya.
Oh, Enya is Irish.
That's wild.
God damn.
Wow. No idea.
I feel like all of her songs are about water. So when you were like watermark, drop of rain, I'm like, that's all she ever sings about oceans and shit. I was between her and Sinead, but then I know Sinead has toured because she did like Saturday Night Live and all that stuff. So
I was thinking it was like a cartoon or something, you know, like one of the gorillas. Like, but they've toured still.
Yeah, they've toured for sure.
Yeah. So, God damn.
Can I also just say that you just remind me of Sinead O'Connor ripping up the picture of the Pope, and that fucking pissed me off.
Were you like 11 when that happened?
Yeah, I was fucking pissed.
All right. Last question here for this round. The economy. What country leases healthcare professionals to foreign governments, bringing in $11 billion a year, making it the country's biggest source of revenue? What country leases healthcare professionals to foreign governments, bringing in $11 billion a year, making it the country's biggest source of revenue?
I think I got this.
I do not get it.
I think I'm going to, if I get this, I'm gonna be really happy because this is like a smart guy question.
Glad I used my six on Enya.
All right.
Okay.
I'm locked.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll start with Mitch.
I put Switzerland for 2 points.
All right. John?
I wrote India for four.
Wow. Mm.
Stefan?
I put Cuba for four.
And Nick?
Also Cuba for four.
Wow. Nice. It was Cuba.
Damn.
Wow.
Nice, Weiger.
I knew it couldn't have been India, but I had no idea. Fuck, that's crazy. Why is that? Do we have some information on that?
That is wild.
I think their government like just pays for a lot of people to become doctors, basically. Is like my understanding of it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
No. Damn. Okay. All right, quick score recap. John 33, Stefan 29, Mitch 25, and Nick 18.
All right.
Ooh, babies.
Okay. Okay, we've got another lightning round here.
Oh, boy.
So this one, again, I'm just going to shout it out, and you shout the answer back at me, 1 point each. So for
category,
this one...
Category, more flags.
Harder flags.
All right, actually, this one, I'm going to give some sort of signature dish from a chain restaurant, and you're going to tell me
the
name of the restaurant.
Okay, now the playing field just got real even.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, here we go. First one, the Baconator.
Wendy's.
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 Oh, fuck. I said my name because I thought you had to chime in. I know that if I just said the restaurant instead of my name...
I was like, did Weiger say Mitch? Like he would know it?
This is when we do a game on Doughboys, we say our names to chime in, and I just forgot. I was so excited. Fuck.
All right, we've got more.
All right,
next one. Double down.
KFC.
Mitch, that was Mitch.
Thank you.
Like it would have been with Wendy's if I didn't say Mitch, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. That was a little hard to tell. Does anyone have it?
I feel like, I don't know. I like in my head, I said it first, but then Zoom is so unreliable that I have no idea. Like, I definitely said it before I heard anyone else, but you guys probably said it before you heard anyone else,
I
too.
I think that Nick and Mitch said it before anyone else. Yeah.
All right. And I think I beat Nick, too.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, I'm going to give that to Nick.
All right.
Next one. Crunchwrap Supreme.
Taco Bell.
I got it first.
Mitch. Yeah.
Like KFC was, Nick, you piece of shit.
See, to me, I said Crunchwrap Supreme. I said that one first. It's just the Zoom delay.
Well, I mean, I thought I said that one first, and I wasn't even in the consideration.
To me, it sounded like much at the same time, but I think Dan is maybe the tiebreaker almost. Like, well, he's
I had Mitch first for that one as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, next one. Double Double Animal Style.
In an apple burger.
That was Nick.
Well, really? I finished saying it when I saw Nick say it.
I finished saying it before you said a word.
That's fucking bullshit. I got fancy before you.
And I said In-N-Out Burger. I didn't just say In-N-Out. I finished the of burger before you said anything.
That is not true. And In-N-Out also, Burger. I'm recording on an SD card, so when you line this up, you're going to see you're full of shit. You're going to see. People will see that you're wrong. People will see you're wrong.
I don't know, Dan, was it clear?
I think I had Mitch first, but Nick is the only one that's on the East Coast of all of us, right? So there may be a little
West Coast. Mitch is on the East Coast. Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch is on the East Coast.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, then, I'd give it to Mitch then.
Wow.
I thought Weiger had it before Mitch, that one, I'll be honest. But if Dan's
we can refer to the tape and check later, but.
Wow.
All right. I'm going to give it to Nick. That's what I'm all right. Okay. This is going to be. All right. Here we go. Next one. Slider.
White Castle.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That really threw me.
Okay.
Yeah, Slider is a lot of places have sliders, but yeah, White Castle has their signature slider, so.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right. Teen Burger.
A&W.
That one, I think it was Stefan.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Great.
A very famous Golden Plate winner, A&W Canada.
A&W Canada, delightful. Great. So my God. It's so
platinum
good.
Platinum plate? Golden plate.
Platinum plate. I think platinum we all plate. Went five forks with that one.
Five forks.
A&W in the U.S. does not compare.
No,
it's
terrible.
It's so much better in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the day we recorded with you guys. You went and had a feast at A&W afterwards.
It was great. What a day.
All right, next one. Grand Slam Breakfast.
Denny's.
Stefan again.
What?
Okay.
Oh, do you think
fuck
you got that?
No. Fuck that. I beat Stefan by
I beat you by like 2 seconds.
You
that
was did Stefan. Not. Fuck that shit. That's
hey, John, who has fiber internet?
Yeah, not me. That's for sure.
I just want to say that Weiger shouldn't have both got In-N-Out and KFC. That's so quick about it. There was clearly a tie, at least, on both of them. I mean, you're going to see in the replay that I got both of them, but I should at least...
Here's the thing. Give Mitch every point that he's complaining about, because otherwise I'm going to hear about this for the next 10 years of my life.
No, just give me one. I just want one. You can have In-N-Out because you love
give
it.
Give him either because I don't care.
Okay.
So, Stefan, you going to do that for me? You going to share the point with me for Denny's?
Because I clearly beat you on it? No, okay. Absolutely not. No.
All right.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Because I need every point I can get.
It's fine. I see the type of guy you are. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. Unlimited breadsticks.
Olive Garden.
Okay. Mitch. For me, that was Mitch. Yes.
Yes. Wow. Eat shit, Wager.
I heard Mitch as I was saying it, which means he said it like 2 seconds before me, probably.
All right, that's it for that last lightning round. So what's left is the music round, and I'll give you a quick score recap before we go into it. 35 for John, 31 for Stefan, 28 for Mitch, 19 for Nick.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So this is the last round. There's still a good amount of points available. So what's going to happen is Dan is going to play segments of songs, about 10 seconds each. He'll play them each twice. You need to write down the title and the artist. And there's also a theme that connects them all. So you get an extra point for figuring out the theme. And then once you know the theme, there's extra points on top of that. You'll figure, if you get the theme correct, you'll know how you can get those extra points. But I can't tell you what that is. You'll know it if you get it.
And how many songs are there? Five?
Five songs.
Okay.
And it, in terms of figuring out the theme, we could figure that out at any point within this, as you're saying, possibly? Or would we figure it out at the very end?
You could figure it out immediately or at the end. But Dan will play all the songs, write down all your answers and the theme, and hopefully the bonus point connected to the theme, and then we'll go through them all.
Great.
And so with the song, do we do artist and title? Is that...
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. And no wagering.
No wagering. Just 1 point for title, 1 point for artist, 1 point for theme, and then additionally, bonus points.
Once you figure out the theme.
That's right.
Interesting. Okay.
And you'll give us some time at the end after the fifth song to parse out the theme.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. So I woke up like 10 minutes before we started recording, so I didn't have enough time to prepare these well. So if I fuck this up, I just downloaded these like 10 minutes ago. So hopefully I get this right. I apologize if I don't. Here's the first one. All right.
Okay.
I mean, do any of us need to hear that again?
Yeah, do you guys need to hear that again?
Nope.
I mean, I certainly don't.
No.
All right.
I mean, I don't know it, so it wouldn't help.
All right, here is the next one.
Oh.
Would any of you guys like to hear that again?
Yeah, one more time.
All right, one sec.
Figured you'd definitely know this one, Stefan.
John!
Oh, I just got it because of John's insult on me.
It was worth it. It was worth it. I will give you those points. Unlike you earlier with the whole Denny.
Is the theme me in college?
All right, here's the next one. Anyone need to hear that again?
Mm-mm.
No.
In fact, you can't play it again. I won't allow it.
Mitch is forbidding a second play of that song.
All right, okay. And here's number four.
Meg.
Mm-hmm.
Great theme.
Oh, you got it.
You got the theme.
Oh, I got it.
You got the theme.
Great theme. Great theme.
And then here is the final song. Gotta stop illusion. City change niggas like who is that producing? That's the plan skills when we out and cruising. Got warrants in every city except Houston, but I still ain't losing. They see me rolling.
I actually knew that was going to be the fifth song before you played it. I love it. What a theme.
What a theme.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Well, you can play that one again, Dan, I think, right?
I forget the artist. Do you want me to play that one again?
I mean, you might as well. Because Mitch seems stuck, so, and so does Stefan.
What is the theme? It's going to be one of those things where it's really obvious once I figure out the theme. Like,
oh, I don't know the theme, and I have all the song titles in front of me. So
yeah, I have all the song titles in front of me, and I don't know.
I don't have all the song titles in front of me, and also don't know the theme.
Yeah, I was really excited about this one, so I'm really happy that one of you got it.
Yeah, the smart guy got it.
Yeah. Did you get all the bonus bits, John?
I'm missing one. Yeah, one of them I don't know. And I've been like running it over and I don't think I know it, but the other four I do.
I know the theme now.
Oh yeah. Hold on. I know the theme.
I keep speaking and it hurts me.
Are you doing Nick and Mitch need a bit more time?
I mean, I can't get the theme, but that's okay.
Okay, I think I got it.
For this one, when we get ready to mark, if you can get a total for yourself and then just tell it back to me, it'll just be easier for me to keep track that way.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. All right, I think everyone's locked to me except for Stephanie.
I have one more bonus that I'm trying to remember.
How many bonuses are there? Is there just one bonus? Or the theme dictates how many bonuses there will be.
That's right. I don't want to say too much.
Okay.
I've already said more than enough. I helped Stephanie get the theme.
I may be confused by that. There's bonuses for... Like there'd be more
songs.
Once
you figure out the theme, it will be obvious that you could get more bonus points.
Hmm.
Utilizing that theme.
Yeah. Mitch and I are both lost, but
that's okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm locked in.
Okay. Yeah. Locked in. I don't know, John, you could take us through it if you'd like to.
Oh, the theme is that they're all songs that Weird Al parodied. So I'm guessing the bonus points are for also getting the title of the Weird Al parody.
Yep.
That is correct.
Oh.
Yes.
Yep.
That's cool.
So it's one point for the bonus?
1 point for the bonus.
Okay.
1 point for the title, artist, and then bonus. So starting at the top, Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring.
Yeah, this is the one I didn't know.
No?
Do you know it Pretty Fly for a Jedi?
No, it's Pretty Fly for a Rabbi.
Rabbi,
oh,
okay. Rabbi.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Oh, you know what the Jedi parody was? It was American Pie, I think, that he did the parody of.
Bye, I think that I'm a Jedi. Or whatever.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. I just got The Offspring. I did not get the title.
Okay. I got Offspring and Pretty Fly for a White Guy. I think I got all the songs right, but I didn't put that together.
Okay.
What's the second song, Mitch? It's
Madonna, Like a Virgin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Weird Al, with John?
Like a surgeon.
Like a surgeon, yeah.
That's right. Damn it.
And then Coolio, Gangster's Paradise, Amish Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should I keep going? I didn't get the theme. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. And what is it? Smells Like Noxzemo?
It smells like Nirvana.
Yeah, it smells like Nirvana. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And then... Five, I forget who sang it, but I know it's Ride and Dirty. But I
Chameleon
forget.
Air. Ride and Dirty guy.
Mm-hmm. Chameleon Air.
Right. And it's White and Nerdy, right?
White and Nerdy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. All right.
That was good.
I did well, I think John got perfect. So
I didn't get the Pretty Fly for a Rabbi, but I got all the other ones.
Yeah.
Wow. What's that?
Sorry, Weiger. Go ahead.
So that's 14, I guess, or 15, because the theme was also worth a point. So it's out of 16, I guess, right? So I got 15.
I got 14.
My guess was, wait, I got late. I got 9. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I got 9.
9.
I didn't get the theme.
Because you said ride and dirty guy instead of chameleon.
Oh, wait, no, I got 8. I'm sorry, I got 8.
I got 9. I didn't know chameleonaire.
Okay.
I thought the theme was party songs. And my guess for the bonus points was LMFAO party rock. So
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take it through the scores. We've got Nick with 27, Mitch 37, Steph 44, and John 50.
Wow. Nicely done, John.
Yes.
Wow. 50. It's the flag round, because you got 6 more than me in the flag round. And that was the difference maker.
Well, that's, you know, I think I've said it before. Mm. I owned a Flags of the World sticker book when I was a kid. And I don't know if anything else has paid off more in my life than that. So all the other kids were calling me a nerd when I was affixing Bhutan's flag to its respective place on the map of Asia. But look at me now, folks. Wow. Look at me now. Boom. Okay, we did it. Thanks, Meg. Amazing quiz mastering as usual.
Thank you
to the Doughboys, Mike and Nick, for joining us. Before we go, gentlemen, anything you'd like to plug?
I just want to say before we go that I'm more pissed off at John than I was at Sinead O'Connor when she ripped out that photo of the phone. Thank you, Meg. That was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, you're
very
welcome.
Fun.
Yeah,
great
I accept.
Job, Meg.
So people can follow you on Twitter at Doughboys Pod.
That's right. And the Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants. We review, we've been to Canada a few times, reviewed some Canadian chains, Smokes Boutinerie and A&W Canada, A&W Canada is it's unbelievable. I can't believe how good
we
got
to get you guys on Triple O's next time you're up.
Yeah,
Triple O's.
Yeah.
Triple O's.
Yeah. It's the fast food version of White Spot, if you've heard of White Spot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
White Spot. Very good burgers.
Mitch is from Massachusetts. He's heard about White Spot.
Yeah, I've heard of White Spot. I actually don't know if I've had White Spot ever. I feel like I must have had it at some point, but I don't know.
It's only in BC, so you would have had to have it here if you're going to have it.
Yeah, and it's in the Hong Kong airport as well. So if you were there,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's where you had it, Mitch. Yeah, it's when you were trapped in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks again, Meg. Thanks to the Doughboys. Thanks to you, the donors, for donating here at Sweeps Month. We had a blast, as usual, and we hope you did, too. And we will see you back here this Sunday to finish out Sweeps Month, January 28th. We're doing a live show. It's a Sunday live show, so it's at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, where Stefan and myself will be joined by Bradford Evans and Nick Cirelli for a bunch of cameo goodness or badness, however you look at it. But that's going to be the live show coming up this Sunday. You'll get a link in your Patreon inbox sometime this week. We'll see you on Sunday. And we got a big announcement coming up March 1st. So look out for that too. We'll see you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
See ya.